HD3 Millville.
Plans to rebuild in Nashville. I'm Pam Huso, Fox News. More than 36 downtown businesses were damaged by a Christmas Day explosion that also knocked over trees and affected internet service. Travel was also grounded at the city's airport.
Right now, there's no motive and no known suspects in connection to the RV that was intentionally blown up in downtown Nashville on Christmas Day. Now, law enforcement involved with this investigation say they are testing what appears to be human tissue that was found at or around the explosion site.
Fox's Charles Watson in Nashville. As investigators with the FBI and the ATF work the scene, a weekend curfew has been imposed. The police chief says before the explosion, officials had not received any threats. Details are scarce in Arkansas, where police say multiple people were found dead on Christmas Day inside a home outside Little Rock. Authorities believe the victims are related, but they haven't said how. President Trump has been active on Twitter today in several of his posts that have been flagged. He complains about the election and calls the Supreme Court totally incompetent and weak for not hearing arguments from his campaign. He's also blasting the COVID relief bill agreed to by the House and Senate. Both he and Democrats want more money to end up in Americans' pockets.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi intends to move on increased payments for Americans as a standalone bill on Monday. President Trump has demanded direct payments increase from $600 that are included in a $900 billion COVID relief bill to $2,000. Democrats attempted to pass a measure doing that Thursday. The unanimous consent resolution was blocked, as was a request from House Republicans to review foreign aid.
Fox's Jared Halpern in Washington. Republicans oppose the increase. America's listening to Fox News.
Your WPG Talk Radio 95.5 AccuWeather forecast for South Jersey. For this afternoon, sunny and breezy with a high of 33. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high 44. Monday, turning out mostly cloudy with a couple of showers in the afternoon. The high Monday, 50. I'm AccuWeather's Brian May on WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
The following program is pre-recorded. WPG Talk Radio 95.5 presents Talk with a Purpose. Join the conversation by calling 407-1450. Now, the host of Talk with a Purpose, John DeMasi.
Hour number three, Talk with a Purpose, every Saturday 9 till noon, WPG Talk Radio 95.5, and I'm John DeMasi. We continue in this hour our series, Fighting the Opioid Addiction. And boy, with the holidays and the pandemic and the year we've had, we certainly do need this feature. So we'll talk to our guests from Recovery Centers of America, who've been our partners for the last 5 years in this series here on Talk with a Purpose. She is from RCA. She is Trish Caldwell, Director of Family Services. And Trish, we welcome you to the program, and we hope that you had a good holiday.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you having me.
Yeah, well, we do appreciate the partnership that we've had for the last couple of years. You know, whenever you come on the show, and you've been on before, I guess people want to know what you do. Your title is Director of Family Services. Okay, so what does that mean? What is that exactly? You have to give us a job description now.
I wish I could summarize it quite that simply. But in a nutshell, what my job is to make sure that those that are oftentimes lost in this epidemic are seen. And so I normally champion the families because I think that their voices are the ones that are the least heard. But are suffering in silence. And so I have the privilege at RCA to try and find meaningful ways to engage families, to support them, to educate them about the disease of addiction, and to help them walk through the path to recovery. So I'm grateful for having a position that allows for such valued work for a population that is oftentimes unseen.
You ever get frustrated?
So I create programming and family sessions. So in the nuts and the bolts of it is those kind of things. But the meat of what I think my role is to really make sure that they're seen and heard.
Do you ever get frustrated?
You know, I have a lot of people ask that. And the answer, it's going to sound like I'm not being honest, but the answer is no, because the sadness that is so pervasive in regards to those that are suffering the disease of addiction and for those that love somebody suffering, the sadness is always outweighing any frustration. So even when I have a family that might be upset or could be arguing or yelling, it really is one of those moments that I just know that what I'm hearing is the pain of somebody afraid of losing somebody that they love. So I genuinely can say I'm not frustrated by those conversations. I'm never frustrated by a family that's reached out to me in crisis or reached out to me for support or education, because I just think everybody, and in light of this pandemic, even more so, people are just trying to find a way to survive this. So it sounds like I'm being tongue-in-cheek, yeah, but I really am not.
No, I believe you, but it seems to me that the job is kind of ripe for frustration because you're dealing with a lot of elements and a lot of moving parts. So that's what I'm thinking.
Yes. I think you're right.
Know, Trish, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, that's what I see in this. But we should mention that we are previously recording this program. So normally we have our phones open if you have questions for Trish. But we do have an alternative for you, and that is the 24/7 hotline. If you have any kind of a question, not only during the course of this program, but during the course of the holiday season or any time during the week, you call 1-800-RECOVERY. That's 1-800-RECOVERY. And like I always say here on the show, it's a 24/7 hotline. They answer it pretty much immediately, and they can direct you from there as to the help you may need. So call that number during the course of the show if you have a question. 1-800-RECOVERY, 1-800-RECOVERY. Trish, I don't have to tell you that it's been a tough year for everybody, and probably tougher for those suffering from addiction. How has your position and how have you personally in RCA been affected by the pandemic? And what have you done and what has RCA done to help families in these trying times?
Yeah, I think, you know, when this hit, it hit so rapidly that I remember, again, because I oversee all 10 of our facilities, I'm not located in one, but I do go to them every day. And I actually remember the day, the last day that I was in the site. And I just remember thinking, you know, what is this going to mean for our families and our, you know, patients who will no longer be able to have visitations, who will no longer be able to come onto our property because we need to be able to adhere to all of the restrictions to reduce the spread of COVID. And so, you know, what we did was really quickly, and I will say within a couple of weeks, we changed everything to a virtual format because we offer a Seeds to Recovery program, which is like a weekend long retreat. Families and their loved ones stay together and come together and eat meals together and engage in activities and educational opportunities to really begin that healing process and reconnecting them. And so when the pandemic happened and we could no longer have individuals coming into our facility, we very quickly changed everything. So we moved to a virtual format. So our Seeds to Recovery is still offered. I think that actually won't ever change. So that's one of the light, you know, pieces in the darkness of a lot of what we've all experienced, is because we've reached a lot more families. We've had, you know, up to 150 families that have registered to attend this. So we do that every month. It's a 3-hour program that occurs the third Saturday of every month. And we have, you know, different speakers that volunteer their times to inspire and to offer hope. We do weekly education every Tuesday evenings for families, members, for community members who want to know more about substance use and understand how to communicate differently or how to set appropriate healthy boundaries in regards to recovery. And in January, we're going to add even more. So we're going to add, you know, medication-assisted treatment trainings, where myself and a medical director will be able to answer questions and provide education to our families. We're going to offer a live opportunity for an orientation for our families where we can help them understand the risks and the advantages of what treatment provides and the risks if somebody leaves prematurely, Narcan training. We're going to have one specializing for young adults. So we're really trying to increase that in this moment where people are so isolated, that what we're doing is meeting the isolation, because we know that one of the greatest medicines to battling addiction is connection and community. So we're doing everything that we can to kind of increase that. So on a family front, we're loading it with, you know, weekly opportunities for families to get involved and get supported and get educated. So that's kind of what we've been looking at doing.
And I would expect that from RCA, because I've always said your middle name is Thorough. And what you just answered there was a very comprehensive approach to this. And it's to be expected from Recovery Centers of America. I'm sure you've seen this, Trish. Every report I've read and everything I've seen as far as this particular problem is concerned, the problem of addiction, is that there are more people affected by addiction. Overdoses are way up. And I'm sure that the pandemic has a lot to do with that. Not only the pandemic, but of course, increased stress and job-related things.
Absolutely.
And that kind of thing. You just mentioned, you know, really a thorough approach. Have you added more services for families this year in keeping with these increased statistics of addiction?
Yeah, and I think to what you're saying is that there's a lot of new families that are being impacted by substance use in a way that they've never been impacted before. This pandemic has increased the likelihood of somebody, you know, being alone, being isolative, and that's kind of ripe for an addiction to breed. And so we see a lot more first-timers in treatment, a lot more families and loved ones that, you know, don't understand how to manage this. So we've actually increased programming. I think, you know, to your point is, you know, RCA, if they're going to do it, they're going to do it thoroughly, is, you know, in every way. So at Lighthouse, you know, Dawn Bellamy-Jark is the CEO. They just created a new WorkFlex program. So we're also aware that families today are being impacted by the pandemic in ways that they also can't afford to not be able to figure out a balance within the work and also recovery, so that they don't have to choose both. And so her and her team created this program called WorkFlex that allows for somebody to invest in their recovery while at the same time scheduling time that they can do some of their job, right? Because so much of their job is virtual anyway. So putting them in a safe place where they're going to be able to access, you know, work emails and do some of their job so that they don't have to take full time off. We have converted to telehealth. So I think, again, in one of the more promising areas that we have identified within this field in regards to the pandemic is the expansion of telehealth, something that was discussed moderately prior to the pandemic, but has really taken an opportunity where we recognize that people are able to access treatment that never could before. People can, you know, attend IOP groups or individual sessions with us at RCA in their lunch hour, or, you know, at home where they feel safe and supported. So we've offered the telehealth, which has really taken on a different way, all of the virtual opportunities that I just mentioned. And again, we're growing in January with adding MAT and young adult specific information and an orientation on Mondays. We're adding parenting and recovery. So that is something that's always been a passion of mine. But we see this differently now today because families are being impacted differently in regards to the pandemic than they were, because now there's children that are stay at home. And so that certainly also impacts your recovery, higher levels of stress and trying to mitigate, you know, your recovery with your being able to be an active, involved parent. So we're going to add parenting and recovery at some of our locations. I've done family focus groups to just see what's out there and what do they need. So again, you know, we want to make sure that the mission stays the same. We're out here trying to save the same million lives that we were before this pandemic, and we're not changing that. So if we need to adjust to be able to address the concerns, then that's what we've done.
Again, a thorough answer, and I would expect that from Recovery Centers of America. In case you've just tuned in, it's Talk with a Purpose every Saturday, 9 till noon, WPG, Talk Radio 95.5, and I'm John DeMasi. We are normally live here in the studio, but due to the holiday, We are on tape. We previously recorded this segment, and we are doing our Fighting the Opioid Addiction series with Trish Caldwell, Director of Family Services for Recovery Centers of America. And again, particularly in these times, especially during the holiday period, these kinds of things tend to potentially blow up. And if you have an issue or a problem, the folks at Recovery Centers of America have a 24/7 hotline, and you can certainly call them now, or you can call them at any time at 1-800-RECOVERY. 1-800-RECOVERY is the number, and that, again, 24/7 hotline for Recovery Centers of America. Again, Trish Caldwell is our guest. She is the Director of Family Services. I know they're very involved, but can you give us, Trish, the level of involvement of families in this process? I mean, are they involved? And if you can give me a percentage, maybe 20% of the time, 30%, 50%, 100%, kind of give us an idea as to how much involvement is concerned with families.
So I will say, so what makes RCA a little bit different and a little bit more unique is that the involvement is an expectation, not an opportunity. And so, you know, when I came in here, that was really kind of what the tone was that I wanted to send, is that, you know, if we're really making impactful decisions and change within somebody that's battling a substance use, they need to know that they are not alone. We need to begin the healing process within the world that they're about to live, not within our world. We want them to learn what recovery looks like in the world that they exist amongst the people that are going to support and love them. And so, you know, if I had to guess the percentages of what percent of the families are involved at RCA, I'm going to guess that we're 80% and above. You know, the expectation is that when a loved one comes into treatment with us, that we are reaching out to those families within the first, you know, the first day of treatment to just let them know that they are safe, particularly now with the pandemic, which is even more concerning, that families are anxious to hear that their loved one is okay because they can't drop them off anymore. They can't bring them into our building. And so, you know, we have the clinical team reaching out to them within the first 3 days. They are contacted every single week. We have weekly education that is offered to them. So I actually think we're one of the lucky ones because we have a really high percentage of families that are involved, because it's what we think is going to be most beneficial in long-term meaningful recovery. I think on the front end, it also allows for families to not feel alone and unheard.
You know, that's the first I've heard. That's the first I've heard of an 80% involvement. That is a tremendous percentage. And was it that when you started out, or has it evolved into that?
You know, I don't know what it was like before I got here. I'm fortunate enough. I've been here 4 years, so I've been here for a majority of RCA's life. And so I know that when I came in here, the expectation that I had was we need to do better in this industry that typically marginalizes families' involvement. We need to be better. And Brian O'Neill, who you know, is a huge proponent of families, and he was like, do it. And so he gave me some freedom to be able to figure out the best ways for us to get the families involved and to allow for their loved ones to understand the importance of it. Because, again, this is a disease riddled with shame and guilt. And there's a lot of times that they're afraid of involving their families because there's been pain, because there's been hurt. And so, you know, I have personally gone to all of our sites. I continue to educate our clinicians and our admissions teams on how to communicate with families, what do we need to do to better communicate with families, how do we help our patients to understand the purposes of it. So I don't remember what the percentages were when I got here, but it's been a consistent, you know, and we've made some adjustments as we've continued to grow in regards to how we involved families and who was the one involving them. So we've made some adjustments to it as we continue to grow. But the expectation since I've been here has always been we need to continue to do this and not in the crisis. So the expectation, and I get metrics. So I will say for any family that's out there or loved one that's like, I don't know how we, you know, do this, I'm tracking it every day. I'm every day looking at what's the percentage of our families that are being called
Within those first few days, what are we looking at and what do we need to do? And then I do those family support groups or focus groups to kind of identify, you know, are there other needs that you have? What else can we do better to serve you so that you're not alone? Again, I can't emphasize that enough, especially during the holidays. Families don't know what to do. Families are waiting for this miracle to happen, and we need them to know treatment today is the best day to start it. That disease of addiction doesn't wait for holidays to be over. It doesn't wait for somebody to, like, hopefully be able to suck it up and manage it so that they can be together. It needs to be treated. And there's no other disease that we do this with. Nobody would pull somebody out of treatment if they were battling cancer. Nobody would hold back getting them treatment till after the holidays, hoping that their cancer would go away. And so I think the more that we can offer support to those families to let them know, the safest place for them to be when they are struggling is in an environment where we can support recovery.
Trish, every answer you've given so far is so thorough and so comprehensive. Before we come up on a break here, I wanted to ask you, you mentioned 10 facilities. How many facilities does RCA have now? Is it 10?
It is. The 10th one is in Monroeville, right outside of Pittsburgh, that will be opening its doors. So we have started the hiring process, but it will be opening its doors in January.
So it's obviously the light at Maze Landing. It's Devon. It's now in Raritan Bay for the New York area. And where else? Okay. I'm giving you a quiz here.
Yeah. I'll make sure I know. There's two in the state of Massachusetts, one that's about 25 minutes out of Boston and one that's about an hour and a half west of it. And about an hour and a half north of, like, north New York, northern New York. There's two in the state of Maryland, one in Earlville and one in Waldorf, Maryland, right outside of Washington, D.C. We just opened up one in St. Charles, Illinois, so about a half hour out of Chicago. Indianapolis is the most recent one that opened up. And then the last one, the 10th one that will be opening in January, is about 15 to 20 minutes out of Pittsburgh in Monroeville. So, yeah, I mean, really finding areas that need additional support, right? This pandemic isn't helping in regards to somebody struggling with addiction. And so we're really looking at finding opportunities to support as many people as we can.
Okay, we are coming up on a break. Our show is Talk with a Purpose every Saturday, 9 till noon, right here at WPG Talk Radio 95.5. I'm John DeMasi. Our guest is Trish Caldwell. She is the Director of Family Services for Recovery Centers of America. This is our Fighting the Opioid Addiction series, and we've been doing this, like I said, with our partners, Recovery Centers of America, for the past 5 years. And in 2021, we are entering our sixth year, and we certainly will continue this series. Again, if you have a question or a thought, we are previously recorded, so you can call the toll-free hotline at Recovery Centers of America, 1-800-RECOVERY, that's 1-800-RECOVERY. We are coming back with more with Trish Caldwell from Recovery Centers of America after these words.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5 FM and 1450 AM, South Jersey's talk station.
When Recovery Centers of America opened its campuses on the Main Line and in South Jersey years ago, they offered a new approach to alcohol and drug addiction treatment. Local, evidence-based treatment led by an expert team of master's-level clinicians, physicians, and nurses. RCA has since helped thousands and leads the way in innovative programs and exceptional inpatient and outpatient care, all in a beautiful setting that allows for healing and recovery. And RCA is in-network with insurance providers, so their best-in-class care is affordable. Dial *1105 to speak with a treatment advisor now. That's *1105.
If you're interested in driving one of the finest automobiles on the market today, then you'll want to check out all of the fabulous new and pre-owned Lexus at Lexus of Atlantic City. Lexus of Atlantic City, 3169 Fire Road and EHT. Driving a Lexus is like no other vehicle on the market. Test drive one for yourself at Lexus of Atlantic City. Whether it's new or pre-owned, you'll be more than satisfied. In fact, Lexus is consistently number one when it comes to customer satisfaction. Visit Lexus of Atlantic City, 3169 Fire Road and EHT. Or you can check out their outstanding selection of new, pre-owned, and L-certified pre-owned vehicles on their website, LexusOfAtlanticCity.com. That's LexusOfAtlanticCity.com. Or, if you want more information, call 609-641-0008. Lexus of Atlantic City, now celebrating their 26th year in the area. A dealership that you'll enjoy. No pressure, no gimmicks, no hassle, no hype. Lexus of Atlantic City, 3169 Fire Road in EHT. And remember, always online at lexusofatlanticcity.com.
When it comes to you and your family's financial wellness, there are so many things to talk about. We could go on forever. To help guide you along the way, Joe Yakovich has written a book called The Heart of Your Money, Inspiration for Financial Wellness. In the book, Joe talks about longevity, inflation, retirement surprises, and many other topics. For your free copy of The Heart of Your Money, call the office of Joe Yakovich at JML Financial at 856-751-1771 or email Joe at jyakovich@brokersifs.com. And you can listen to Joe Yakovich on Talk with a Purpose, heard Saturdays here on WPG Talk Radio 95.5 FM. For over 37 years, Joe Yakovich has been helping families throughout the area navigate the difficulties of a sound financial plan. You'll find Joe's approach to be different and not just the cookie-cutter methods that are prevalent in today's world. The path to your financial wellness and or retirement starts with a call to Joe Yakovich at JML Financial Group. 856-751-1771. 856-751-1771. Or email Joe at jyakovich@brokersifs.com.
Joe Yakovich is registered with and securities and investment advisory services are offered through Brokers International Financial Services, LLC, member SIPC. Brokers International Financial Services, LLC is not an affiliated company.
East Coast Roofing and Siding, protecting what you love and own. East Coast Roofing and Siding, trust us with your family and home.
Hi, I'm Larry Styler, owner of East Coast Roofing, Siding, and Windows. It's the season of thanks, and to express how thankful we are for the community's trust and support, we're offering 18 months, no interest, no payments on any project, subject to credit approval. That means you'll get today's pricing, but don't have to pay until 2022. Just go to our website at eastcoastroofing.com or call us at 609-646-1444 to set up a free consultation.
East Coast Roofing and Siding, protecting what you love and own. East Coast Roofing and Siding, trust us with your family and home.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
We are back here on Talk with a Purpose with our guest, Trish Caldwell from Recovery Centers of America. Again, I can't emphasize enough how important this number is because we've been talking about it. I don't have to tell you, we're in the holiday season, and this can be a tough time for those who are in any kind of addiction process, whether it's drugs or alcohol or whatever. So here's the toll-free number. You can call this anytime, 1-800-RECOVERY. 1-800-RECOVERY is the number. You call that number and they will direct you from there as to whatever your needs happen to be. And you heard Trish mention that Recovery Centers of America now has 10 locations. So if you have a relative from out of town, chances are, and when I say out of town, I mean if they're in New Jersey or if they're in Pennsylvania or if they're in Maryland, the chances are there is a center near where your relative or friend is. So you just call that toll-free number and they'll direct you from there. 1-800-RECOVERY, 1-800-RECOVERY is the number. Again, it's our Fighting the Opioid Addiction series with our partners, Recovery Centers of America. Trish Caldwell is the Director of Family Services for Recovery Centers of America. Trish, can you walk us through this process? Now, you mentioned families involved, and you mentioned an 80% mm-hmm. rate of involvement, which is excellent. Once mm-hmm. families, in other words, the patient comes in, all right, what do you do with the families? Do you kind of sit them down and kind of give them an orientation, or how does that work as far as how you integrate the families once a patient is, let's say, into an inpatient facility at RCA?
Absolutely. So, you know, I think what became important for us was to make sure that we were engaging the families from the door. Oftentimes, again, what happens is that families get involved in the treatment of their loved one, but it's when the crisis has occurred. So we continue, you know, I always say, you know, families know the language of addiction and the crisis and the chaos. It's our job to help
them start to learn the language of recovery. And that starts with reaching out to them when there is a crisis. So families should expect to receive that phone call within the first day. Again, we are training our staff also on making sure we have those releases of information. So I always want to disclose that for families, that sometimes their loved ones come into our facilities and they will not sign a release of information. And while that's a clinical issue for her, for us, you know, we have to adhere to HIPAA and we have to adhere to the laws that require us to get a release signed in order for us to reach out to anybody. But we continue to train our staff on ways to access that release of information, how to have a clinical conversation with the patient in order to be able to access that release. And once we have the release of information, we're going to contact them within 24 hours. We're going to let them know that their loved one is safe, let them know kind of what they can expect. We will then have the clinical team members reach out to them within the first 3 days, introduce themselves, let them know what their role is and what the families can expect. At that point, they will have been informed and provided a family letter that provides them with a family questionnaire so that the families can provide input about how this disease has impacted them as a family and who do they think is going to be a support for their loved one while in treatment. It allows for us to give them the access to the resources we have. We've created a whole family webpage on RCA, their website, so recoverycentersofamerica.com. There's a whole webpage designed specifically for our families where those educational webinars are there that we run a different one every Tuesday evening. The Monday night ones that are going to be added that walk families towards what to expect this first week. So what can you expect? So I think that's what you were alluding to is the patient gets acclimated, you know, starts their treatment process. So where do families fit in particularly this first week and in light of the pandemic? So we'll have that. It offers families opportunities for live question and answers with our expert in family. And so then we have the clinicians providing continued contact or family sessions based on requests. So we would provide family sessions continuing throughout the length of stay, involving the families in the aftercare planning and preparation, or at the very least, calling the families to update them with what we are planning. And then again, there's on that family webpage, there's family resources, there's books that we recommend, there's apps that they can engage in, there's family support groups that are offered virtually that are run outside of RCA, but have been a wonderful resource for a lot of our families. Access to the link to Seeds to Recovery, which has become a virtual format. So there's just, you know, there any way a family is hoping to get involved is the way that we're going to support their involvement. But it starts at the door.
You know, I'm listening to this, and I want to remind everyone that this program, Trish, you probably didn't know this, but this program is repeated on Sunday. And I encourage anybody who has someone who's in this kind of a challenge to not only listen to this program, but listen again and take notes. You just went through so many things in the last several questions. I'm thinking to myself, how do you keep track of it? And how does your staff keep track of this? You must have a tremendous computer software program. I mean, you just rattled off so many things. How do you and how does your staff keep track of this?
You know, again, this is going to sound silly, but because it matters. So I keep track of it because that's what I'm supposed to do, right? I create meaningful programming for families that are loving somebody. So and we're adding to it, right? So it's fresh on my mind because it's me that's creating it. And so, you know, I'm part of the clinical team in our corporate office. And so I'm helping to facilitate and create programming. So how do we enhance our programming that we're offering to our patients? How do we enhance the clinical integrity for these innovative programs that we've designed, you know, and specific for our first responders? So I'm working actively with the first responders programs and increasing the programming for their families, which have unique needs, the young adults. So yeah, you have a lot in your mind. But I feel like that's a lot of what, if for anybody that you've probably spoken to that's from RCA, you hear the same energy level. We're all committed to this.
Yes, I do. You're right.
Same mission. And it's fast paced and it's investing every moment. So yeah, you put in some hours so that you can make sure that this is done properly, but it's because it matters. Because the patients that we're treating and the families that are loving them matter.
And so you work hard to make sure that you keep doing the right thing by them. So, yeah, there's a lot that is happening at any given time. But that's the way it should be, right? The substance use world is an evolving world. It requires innovative individuals who are always willing to look at it. I mean, I had the fortune of being the interim clinical director at our Devon location, which is in Pennsylvania, while they were doing their search. So I was carrying my dual roles, so the director of family services and their interim clinical director. And, you know, that was an incredible opportunity for me as well, to just be in the site 7 days a week, and hearing the stories of the patients and the families and being in it allows for you to be like, okay, so these are some other things that we can develop. So, you know, I'm grateful to be surrounded by so many innovative people, but it's the passion, it's the mission. It drives all of us. So I feel like we all sound similar.
I've noticed that. Yeah, I've noticed that. And I've been to Devon. I've been to the King of Prussia offices. Mm-hmm. I've been to the Lighthouse. And, you know, I noticed that. And I wanted to point out, because it's common knowledge that RCA has broken the mold as to what addiction treatment used to be. You walk into one of your mm-hmm. facilities, and I was in Devon a couple weeks ago, and it reminds me of a hotel, you know.
Yeah.
It's like, and that wasn't the case for many years in this particular industry,
yeah.
Was it?
Absolutely. I've been in this industry for 27 years. And I think to your point, you know, and I heard Brian O'Neill speaking about this at one point when he said, we're asking somebody to stay with us for 30 to 40 days of some of the most difficult challenges that they're ever going to face. The least we can do is provide an environment that demonstrates the dignity and respect we have for their journey, right? So all of our facilities, and I actually, because I work so much with the families, and for young adults in particular, I always equate it to, you know, get on the website, look at the site, look at what it looks like, because they will be surrounded by, you know, an atmosphere that demonstrates dignity, an atmosphere that allows for you to feel like you are at home while you are battling one of the most difficult battles that you will ever face. And for families to be able to see that, even when I do trainings for our RCA Academy, so I'm one of their trainers for RCA Academy, I always say, if you're working with somebody, have them look up where they're about to go. Because as family members, you know, I'm the mother of three children, and two of which are young adults. When my daughter went to college, I wanted to see the college. I wanted to see the dorm. I wanted to see where she was going to be. I needed to know she was safe. And we should be doing the same thing for those that are battling addiction, to allow for family members to see they're safe. They are surrounded in an environment that is going to be conducive for them to heal and to begin their wellness and their journey to recovery. So, you know, for anybody that's not checked out our website, I strongly encourage you to do so. And if you are struggling, or you know somebody that is, do this together. Make this an opportunity to start a language of recovery and go through the website. Look at where somebody's going to be, because as a mom of two daughters that are young adults, I needed to see where my daughters were going to go to college and lay their heads at night. And I think a lot of families feel the same way.
You know, Trish, this is a good opportunity to tell the Brian O'Neill story and the mattress story. And I tell it on every yeah. one of the shows that I do with RCA, because we're talking about the facilities. When you had the Lighthouse at Mays Landing have the expansion and you added a lot mm-hmm. of beds, I took the tour, and the tour guide said, and the rooms were like, I commented, I said, well, how can you check into this hotel? And the people were laughing. And the tour guide said to me, sit on the mattress. And I did. I said, boy, this is really a great mattress. He said, how many do you think we tested out before we picked those mattresses? I said, what, 10, 20? He said, how about 500? So Brian O'Neill had everybody test so many mattresses, and they had a list of 500, and then they picked the best of that. So that's thorough. And that goes to the point of, we're asking somebody to stay with us. So if they're going to stay with yeah. us, and Brian O'Neill told me himself, he says, I want to have good sleep. How could you recover when you yeah. when you're tired or when you don't get good sleep? You know, and that's 100%. The point. Yeah. So it's.
And I think that that's part of the innovative care is pulling it all together.
Yes. Yes. And that's why I said it reminds me a lot of times of hotels, because it's just it's just an atmosphere that you create, which I guess makes you want to get better. And isn't that the bottom line in all of this? Haven't you found that to be the bottom line, Trish? Yes, you want the patients to want to get better.
Correct. You want them to be well enough and safe enough to get better.
Exactly. I want to ask you, because you've talked about patients, families coming in, but now let's go the other way. Let's follow up that a particular person has spent the 28 or the 40, whatever it is, and they leave the facility, okay? What happens now with families as far as their involvement? Do you still try to achieve that 80% so that you're following up with families? Talk about that.
So we don't do the contact every week anymore. But what we make very clear to all of our families is once you're a part of RCA's family, you're always a part of RCA's family. And that's patients and families alike. So all of those things that I had just discussed in regards to the educations on Monday, Tuesday night, Seeds to Recovery, you know, MAT trainings, young adult trainings or educational opportunities, all of those continue to be offered to families. I've had family members that a year after their loved one was discharged from RCA have reached out to me just to tell me that their, you know, son was doing well and he was in recovery still and you know, what they were going through in these moments. I've had families that have reached out to me 6 months to a year later that were needing more help and saying, you know, I don't know where else to turn. And we were able to get them access and get their loved one back into treatment. So while we don't do the weekly contact because we don't know that we don't have the same information, right? Their loved one's not with us anymore, so we don't have the opportunity. But we do have the continuum of care. And with telehealth, no matter where you attend treatment, you're able to continue to do outpatient level of care with us. They can continue to do that for months after discharge, and that allows for us to continue those family sessions. I know at our Devon location, I have three of the Masters of Family Therapy interns who also are providing family sessions under my guidance and supervision in the inpatient and in their outpatient level of care. So we encourage, we have a robust alumni services. I know you've you know, spoken to people in regards to that. So families can stay involved in our alumni. So can the patient. So while you might have discharged or you've moved on in the continuum of care and you're continuing with an outpatient level of care, we are continuing to seek out ways that we are a foundational part of your community so that if and when something were to happen, either positive or negative, and you needed somewhere to share it, that you knew you could reach out to us. I apologize if you can hear that fire whistle.
That's okay.
Welcome to the world of COVID.
This is called the magic of radio, okay? We are coming up on a break. It is Talk with a Purpose every Saturday, 9 till noon, WPG Talk Radio 95.5, and I'm John DeMasi. We are talking to Trish Caldwell, part of our Fighting the Opioid Addiction series with our partners, Recovery Centers of America. Trish is the Director of Family Services, and we are previously recorded due to the holiday, of course, and we're all out there with families and that kind of thing. So, we will be back live with you next week here on Talk with a Purpose. But for now, we have more to talk about with Trish. And if you would like to get more information from Recovery Centers of America, you always have the toll-free hotline, 1-800-RECOVERY, 1-800-RECOVERY. You can call that anytime. With Trish Caldwell, I'm John DeMasi, coming back with more of today's edition of Talk with a Purpose after these words.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5 FM and 1450 AM, South Jersey's talk station.
East Coast Roofing and Siding, protecting what you love and own. East Coast Roofing and Siding, trust us with your family and home.
Hi, I'm Larry Styler, owner of East Coast Roofing, Siding, and Windows. It's the season of thanks, and to express how thankful we are for the community's trust and support, we're offering 18 months, no interest, no payments on any project, subject to credit approval. That means you'll get today's pricing, but don't have to pay until 2022. Just go to our website at eastcoastroofing.com or call us at 609-646-1444 to set up a free consultation.
East Coast Roofing and Siding, protecting what you love and own. East Coast Roofing and Siding, trust us with your family and home.
Your WPG Talk Radio 95.5 AccuWeather forecast for South Jersey. This afternoon, sunny and breezy with a high of 33. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high 44. Monday, turning out mostly cloudy with a couple of showers in the afternoon. The high Monday, 50. I'm AccuWeather's Brian May on WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5 FM and 1450 AM, South Jersey's number one talk station.
Welcome back to Talk with a Purpose, and our guest is Trish Caldwell. As we continue our series, Fighting the Opioid Addiction, with our partners, Recovery Centers of America. And again, 1-800-RECOVERY, 1-800-RECOVERY is the number for Recovery Centers of America. And I will tell you from a personal experience, I had a friend who had a friend who had someone who was in the throes of addiction, and it was late at night, and I called. They called me back. I directed them to the person, and they followed up, and eventually that person became a patient of Recovery Centers of America. So that's kind of how the process works. Don't feel bad about calling at 2 o'clock in the morning, because I know they get a lot of calls at that particular time. But again, the number is 1-800-RECOVERY. 1-800-RECOVERY is the number for Recovery Centers of America. Yeah, the middle of the night is not a good time for those in the throes of addiction. I would say that's probably true, yeah. Isn't it, Trish?
Absolutely. And I think that that's to the point of our having our, you know, our treatment advocates answer those phone calls 24 hours a day. So if somebody is at 2 o'clock in the morning saying and realizing that moment, you know, they're ready and they're surrendering to their addiction, they can call us at that 1-800-RECOVERY number. And a treatment advocate, I mean, we have literally sent a driver to a location to pick up somebody that was, you know, ready to kind of surrender to that moment. So we know that this is a disease that, you know, fluctuates in the thought process, and we have to kind of seize the moment where somebody is really at that point where they're saying, I don't want to do this anymore, or a loved one is at that place where they say, I'm afraid for what could happen. And so that can happen at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, that can happen at 2 o'clock in the morning. And no matter what time this disease presents itself and you're ready for treatment, we're going to be there to help walk you through that.
Trish, I visited your offices in King of Prussia, and I met the director of the call center at the time. And I said, well, what happens here? He says, well, we don't like it to get to the second ring. So, I mean, what's that tell you? So, you know, they realize that potentially someone's on the line who is in the throes of this. So, like I said, they don't like to get to the second ring, and they rarely do. So just so you'll know that people are there, and they're professionals that are on the other end. So feel free to call 1-800-RECOVERY, 1-800-RECOVERY is the number. Again, it's Recovery Centers of America. Trish, you talked about this earlier. A patient leaves RCA, and you said once you're in RCA, you're in for life as far as being involved. So 1 year later, let's say this patient 1 year later maybe wants to talk to somebody or has a particular issue. They can make a phone call, correct?
Absolutely. Yep. Patients or families can make a phone call. They can call the 1-800-RECOVERY number. They oftentimes have access to some of the treatment providers. I've had family members that have called, and I've had, you know, patients who have called that 1-800-RECOVERY number looking for me, and the mission center who answers that will then reach out to me and say, there was somebody that was looking to get in contact with you. So, you know, we'll always be a resource for somebody. We have interventionists that are out in the community. You know, again, this is a mission for all of us. Like, you know, we fundamentally believe in the possibility of hope and change. There won't be a time that somebody calls RCA, doesn't get a response. You know, when you had mentioned, you know, somebody calling and having, when you had spoken to the director of the Mission Center, Mike, you know, we did these focus groups with patients and with families. And what I was so struck with is that for them, these are individuals that are so much more important than I think sometimes they even realize. That when we had a patient that was describing, you know, her moment when she finally made a phone call to say that she was ready to get help, she didn't want this life anymore, that she said that the person that made the biggest difference, because they got disconnected, and that treatment advocate called her back within seconds to say, I'm going to stay on the line until we get you, and started to have a conversation of that was just full of compassion and hope. And what she had said is that that person in the mission center saved her life. So it's more than just calling and having somebody answer to get you into treatment. There are individuals that have also, so, you know, we all have these moments and we all have these jobs that, you know, mean something different for each of us. But, you know, somebody that's hesitant of like calling and being like, oh my gosh, I don't know if I want to talk to somebody, for them to be aware that the person that's going to answer is going to meet you with compassion, with dignity, and will allow for you to have a safe place to kind of move through how to access treatment, that we're aware of the fears and the, you know, apprehension, especially right now with the holidays. So it really is, you know, again, this sounds cheesy, but it's like calling a warm hug. Those that are answering it. And yeah, when I did the family focus group, I was hearing the same thing from the families. The difference was who I spoke to. They were just so wonderful and they made me feel like I wasn't alone anymore. And they helped me to answer my questions. I was so scared. So, you know, again, from even before you get into treatment, once you make that phone call, you are no longer alone in this. And I just think that that's such an important message.
Okay, Trish, we're coming up on our final break of the morning. We still have some time to discuss situations with Trish Caldwell. She is the Director of Family Services for Recovery Centers of America. Trish is our guest here this morning on Talk with a Purpose as we continue our series Fighting the Opioid Addiction here on Talk with a Purpose on WPG Talk Radio 95.5. I'm John DeMasi. Some final thoughts on our holiday edition of Talk with a Purpose right after these words.
Joe Yakovich is registered with and securities and investment advisory services are offered through Brokers International Financial Services, LLC, member SIPC. Brokers International Financial Services, LLC is not an affiliated company.
When it comes to you and your family's financial wellness, there are so many things to talk about. We could go on forever. To help guide you along the way, Joe Yakovich has written a book called The Heart of Your Money, Inspiration for Financial Wellness. In the book, Joe talks about longevity, inflation, retirement surprises, and many other topics. For your free copy of The Heart of Your Money, call the office of Joe Yakovich at JML Financial at 856-751-1771 or email Joe at jyakovich@brokersifs.com. And you can listen to Joe Yakovich on Talk with a Purpose, heard Saturdays here on WPG Talk Radio 95.5 FM. For over 37 years, Joe Yakovich has been helping families throughout the area navigate the difficulties of a sound financial plan. You'll find Joe's approach to be different and not just the cookie-cutter methods that are prevalent in today's world. The path to your financial wellness and or retirement starts with a call to Joe Yakovich at JML Financial Group, 856-751-1771, 856-751-1771, or email Joe at jyakovich@brokersifs.com.
They were voted best of the press again, and when it comes to mom, of course, she deserves the best. BF Mazzia, with the finest fresh fruit and produce you'll find anywhere, features gift baskets, fruit baskets, and if mom likes to cook, there are plenty of gourmet specialties always available at BF Mazzia. How about a gift card or a fresh fruit flower arrangement sure to please anyone? BF Mazzia, Chestnut Avenue and Route 9, that's New Road, Northfield. Online at bfmazzio.com or call for your special order, 609-641-6608.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
We are back here on Talk with a Purpose, and our guest, of course, Trish Caldwell. She is the Director of Family Services for Recovery Centers of America. And if you have any kind of an issue, any kind of a question regarding addiction or treatment or anything at all,
you can call this toll-free number. In fact, you can call it this afternoon, tomorrow, even New Year's Eve. Operators are standing by then, too. 1-800-RECOVERY, 1-800-RECOVERY is the number. And that, of course, a 24/7 hotline for Recovery Centers of America. Now, normally we take calls here in the studio, but we are previously recorded. And, of course, we're back with you live next week here on Talk with a Purpose. And our guest will be, Trish, someone you know, Dr. Denny Caris, Chief Scientific Officer.
Ah, wonderful.
Recovery Centers of America.
Yes.
How about that, huh?
That's wonderful. She's terrific.
Dr. Denny, who never misses an excuse to come down to the shore to visit her place, and she loves coming on our show. So,
yes, absolutely.
Trish, I wanted to ask you with regards to you deal with families, and ultimately they're families of patients who are at RCA. What do you see as the biggest challenge in keeping patients and even families involved?
That is a great question. I think, do you mean involved like once they leave or involved in the actual process?
I would say
treatment?
Both.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think one of the biggest, and this is through my experiences over the years, one of the biggest challenges we have faced in getting families involved in treatment process is that they're not used to it. Right. So again, as I had mentioned earlier, this is a disease that is riddled with so much shame and stigma and guilt that sometimes the behaviors start to protect the disease, which then prevents them from that recovery process. And so there's a lot of individuals and families included that don't know how to be involved or think that early involvement means that they need to rehash the last 15 years of their lives or start screaming and yelling. And so getting them involved, you know, and again, this has been historic for me for the last 27 years, getting them involved starts by making that initial contact when there is no crisis. If we are going to create the foundation of learning a new language of recovery, then we have to set the tone and we have to be the ones to model it. We cannot call families only when there is a crisis. And so having families get that initial phone call to say, there's nothing wrong, we're just here to support you, starts to show the relationship changing. I used to say, you know, the way that people used to involve families in treatment before was almost like you were the bill collector. So when I do these like national trainings, I always talk about that. Like, don't be the bill collector. The bill collector only calls when they need something from you. But they only are calling because you don't know how to give them what they need. And so when we call families to be like, your loved one's trying to leave treatment, stop doing what you've always done, they don't want to be a part of that because they're sitting in the crisis. If I knew how to do this different, I would. And so in order to change that script, in order to support families to learn that new language, it has to start within that 24 hours. And that was when I came into RCA. I'm like, everybody needs to call them within 24 hours. And we implemented that pretty quickly. And then another phone call within 72, because I needed there to be consistent communication without a crisis. This is a crisis that somebody is living in when they love somebody that they are afraid. And so that is, to me, the best way we've been able to get them involved. And we need to help the loved one to understand what our purpose is. Our purpose isn't for your family to come here and start yelling and screaming at you. That's not supportive of recovery either. And so having them understand why we want their family involved and how we're going to set it up to be supportive of them and their recovery as well is equally as important.
Okay, Trish, that's a good way to end this. 1-800-RECOVERY is the number. You can call now. You can call after the show. You can call tomorrow. But make sure you make that call. And really, as Trish said, the bottom line is don't procrastinate. It's not a diet. You don't have to wait till Monday to start. 1-800-RECOVERY, 1-800-RECOVERY is the number. Trish, always a pleasure. Thanks for coming in and doing this. And we look forward to continuing our series and continued success with Recovery Centers of America. And enjoy the rest of your holiday.
Thank you. You do the same. Happy holidays.
Okay, thank you. Trish Caldwell, Director of Family Services. I'm John DeMasi. That's going to put the wraps on another edition of Talk with a Purpose. Thanks to Chris Coleman, our program director and producer for the show. And thanks to Trish Caldwell from Recovery Centers of America. And thanks to you for supporting our show throughout the course of 2020. I'm John DeMasi. Have yourself a great week and a happy new year. We'll do it all over again. We'll be live back in the studio next week. Talk with a Purpose, Saturday, 9 till noon, WPG Talk Radio 95.5. You take care.
95.5 FM and 1450 AM WPGG Atlantic City. WENJ 97.3 HD3 Millville.
It's a miracle no residents were killed. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. That was part of a tweet from Tennessee Governor Bill Lee following the catastrophic explosion on Christmas in the historic downtown area of Nashville. The governor, who toured the blast site, has asked President Trump for an emergency declaration.
The force of the blast shattering windows, knocking down trees, and causing structural damage to at least 41 buildings in the downtown area.